MUT Radio, the podcast.
Justin Bieber Intentions is the name of this one. Welcome to MUT Radio, the podcast. Yeah, welcome to MUT Radio, the podcast. I don't know how you feel about that name, gents, but since this is our second episode, and I believe that the first episode did not have a name.
And it was ladies only.
It was ladies only.
Yeah, intriguing.
Yeah, but this time around, Klugile.
You're gonna have to go and listen to that one in case you missed it.
Definitely.
We don't know how, but you're gonna have to listen to that one. But we speak about something interesting today.
Very interesting. But before we go to that one, let me introduce myself. My name is Awe Tukelese. I am the host of Ivukubangene Breakfast Show on MUT Radio, and I'm not alone in studio.
And you know, it's your boy.
Who's boy? Let's go.
You're going to find out. Just tune in. You're going to find out some who's boy. But yes, from 10 to 1, every Monday to Friday, we're going to have a midday show. That is where we connect your mornings to your afternoon. But also, we have the weekend.
The weekend in studio must be nice.
I can feel my face. I'm so numb. Anyway, my name is Kyle Kwabe, aka Mkondo Bomvu Manyatselangay Nali Tipa Sopom Slabuzo Chopeka. K catch me weekdays. Now I'm joking. Every weekend, go Saturday from 3 until 5, go Hip Hop Chambers. So you shout yo, yo, until the end.
No, thank you so much, gents, for joining me once again in studio this morning. In fact, I'm used to morning, so sorry. but we're speaking about something interesting, as you have mentioned, Mpelo, earlier on. So, since it's February, it's the month of love. So, the topic of this day, or this podcast, or this episode, actually.
Yeah, which we don't have a name for.
Exactly.
As of yet. Yeah.
Maybe that should be the name. The podcast without a name.
Whoa. Without a name. The nameless podcast.
Nameless podcast.
Nameless podcast. Yeah.
No, I think MBT Radio, the podcast is right.
Yeah.
MBT Radio.
Yeah, that's podcast.
Different. They can't steal it.
Yeah, MBT Radio, the podcast.
Shrangy IP.
All love for Valentine's. But let's be honest. We understand Guti Valentine's Day. It's all love, Gubam Nandi. But honestly, we need to be honest about a few things.
Yes.
There's quite a lot.
And I love that it's just the three of us. It's only gents here. So we don't have any contradictions. Because we have to speak. We know when we speak about Valentine's, Guti, what will people ask? Who is it about?
Yeah,
That is always the question.
Maybe let's start there, Mpelo. What are your thoughts, gents, on Valentine's Day? Like, do you think it's overrated, or somehow by us as gents, it's misunderstood?
I would say it's overrated.
Okay, that's a bold statement.
It's overrated, because I feel like if it's a day to celebrate abantu abathandana, I think we should be doing that like every single day. You know, like we should be showing each other love, singing another flower and all those type of things every day, so that it's a practice. It doesn't feel like special. It should be a mundane thing. I feel like that.
Yeah, that is true. On my side, I feel like it's misunderstood.
Okay.
And you know why I say it's misunderstood? It's because ladies misunderstood it. Let me put it like that. Ladies misunderstand this because I think now it has become, I think, some sort of a trend that Valentine's Day, it's about the ladies. We are supposed to buy them flowers. Yeah. We're supposed to buy them chocolates, which means Valentine's now is like Women's Day, if I can put it like that. But that is not the case. We are celebrating love, which means if I'm the only one buying something, then I'm the only one in love. I think that is what it means. I think Valentine's Day is misunderstood by the ladies. That
misunderstood is by the ladies, to be specific.
Yeah, but you bros have become soft, ne? Now you want to be treated like women now. You see, I think that's the problem.
Okay.
No, but we deserve to be treated nice.
Yeah, but sangeli pulls, and then we keep it moving, I guess.
Yeah, we deserve something. The problem is they don't buy anything at all. Even a watch.
There's always that one thing they want to give you, which I think is the reason why I say it's overrated.
Okay. One is saying it's overrated and the other one is saying it's misunderstood.
Yes.
I have a different view from both of you guys.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe let me just ask you, gents. When last did you buy a Valentine's Day gift?
It's been a while.
I
would track it back to like grade 8 or something.
Sure.
That was the last time.
Yeah.
Velo?
I'll be honest, I've never bought a Valentine's gift in my life. Never.
Never.
If I'm being honest, I do buy gifts, but
not a Valentine's
Day. Not on Valentine's Day. So.
It's the same thing with me as well.
So, Mina, I have a different view. I think us as abantu bamnyama, Zulu, Xhosa, Venda, Tswana, Tsonga, wherever.
Yeah.
We Sesiyenze Valentine's Day are underrated. We don't celebrate Valentine's Day. Let's be honest, gents. And it's not just us as gents. Velege with our own reasons. Not.
Yes.
Now I'm with you when you say, I know ladies think that it's their own sugulwabo, girlfriend's day, ulwabo, everything else.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, Tina, as Africans, as AmaZulu, as AmaXhosa, we're not celebrating a Valentine's Day.
Why do you say that?
Gishonjalo ngoba. I feel like it's not our culture, dog. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it's true.
It's just not our culture.
Yeah,
I know, man.
It's the whole flower thing as well. The gifts that are being given to women.
Teddy bears,
that's something we've never had before.
Like, you cannot be in a taxi carrying that big teddy bear, like that huge
also
teddy bear.
That's Nazimot.
And if you're carrying flowers, but I think we have to try. I think we have to put in the effort. Both parties, not just us gents, but both parties, even the ladies, they must try and make the effort, man. I'm not bashing the ladies, but I feel
definitely bashing you.
I feel like we should meet halfway.
True, because
I think the reason why we feel like this is because Sierra's our partner. Okay, we feel like we're the only one that is doing something, and ladies will always have like that thing. If they are there in your life, that is all you need. Like, their presence is enough.
They feel like they're the prize.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
But they think like, they've got everything.
But yeah, they are the prize, but they also should contribute a little bit of something.
Love, it comes both ways.
Yeah, it comes both
ways. I think if you are celebrating Valentine's Day, we're not against you, but go on and go buy those flowers, go buy those watches. If you are a lady and you're interested in buying a gift for your man, go do it. I'm not against it, but for me, I'll pass.
Yeah. Now, me, as I've said, I've never done it. I don't think I'm going to be doing it this year.
Definitely.
It's very late. It's like the 4th of February. We are only left with 10 days. I'm not going to find a person in 10 days.
But you can always buy it for you.
That should be a challenge. 10-day challenge. To find someone and buy them a gift.
Yo, I think like everyone is taken now.
Not everyone.
Wait, is it like anyone?
It could be anyone.
Yeah, that is a huge challenge.
10-day challenge.
Ladies won't be honest.
I don't have a problem with that.
They will just say yes for the sake that Valentine's is coming up.
So, gents, who are we taking the 10-day challenge?
I'm just going to buy my mom flowers.
Okay. Okay, that seems...
Buy your mom flowers.
I mean, come on, no?
Okay. Okay, buy your mom flowers. Okay. Yeah. I think I'm going to try and give someone a gift. Just a random person.
Ooh,
a random person.
On Valentine's Day.
Yeah, on Valentine's Day.
Let's do it Friday because, you know...
Yeah, because it's over the weekend. But we're going to do it randomly.
What's the gift?
I'm not going to say.
Yeah, you're not going to say.
I'm not going to say.
I mean...
We're just going to have to find out on the day. I think we should also take videos. So let's not make it... If you're going to give it to your mom, someone must take a video and we must see it's okay. You are giving it to your mom.
I mean, I'll say it. Wouldn't you take my word for it if I say I did?
I will call your mom. I think we will just have to call your mom. Yeah. But yes,
definitely.
We've spoken about Valentine's Day.
Yeah. But probably you can buy a chocolate, mhlambe BS or something for that one person, omthandayo, and then we'll post it on social media for a 10-day challenge. So are you up, gents?
I feel like you are cutting corners. Your mom.
Your mom, no.
No, I'm joking. There's
my
a lot of...
My mom is my Valentine.
Yeah, no.
There are a lot of hands that I'm looking at, so, you know, we'll see.
One of those hands, we'll
see.
You know what? Yes, as you said, Velo, I think, gents, all the best kwi Valentine's Day. I don't know what you guys will be getting for your girlfriends.
Just know it won't be like someone special. It will be a random person.
Yeah, it's like a rose.
Maybe
a
crush of some sort. I think a crush is better.
Okay, if you are buying, just one question, if you are buying... a gift for Valentine's, we're buying someone a Valentine's Day gift. Are they not special?
Hey.
Nah.
I guess now it's a challenge.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't a challenge.
Oh, Lord.
It's for the sake of winning. So that's all.
I'm not going to ask for anything in return. Gents. I'm just going to buy a gift.
Gents.
Yeah.
Okay. No, we're looking forward to that one. Let's go to Ola Sbari by Danya Devs Nomawelele on MUT Radio, the podcast.
Baby, please give me some more. Mo tando lwako mina ngifuna some more, ngifuna some more. Ungikuthando luno shukela. Oh, I'ma eat some more. Asiqoke ingubo yegushi, ungenzeli movie ngafuna video. Ushaya ngesikhumbe sismuti, ngathuthuli pile phimeli ndoti. Oh, abafuna uthando lwami dala.
Yes, music coming in from Utanya Teze, Hamisana no Mawelele. This one is called Olas Bali. It's one of your favorite.
Oh, it's my favorite. Not even one of my favorite. Currently, it's my favorite,
dog. You must be happy.
No, no.
You must be looking at someone.
Not really.
Not in the process.
No, unfortunately. I'm currently looking. I haven't found someone.
Yeah. I think that is the most interesting part, the chase.
The chase.
Having to find someone.
The chase.
Yeah.
Dog, you know what I like, Mina? The chase is divided into two.
Okay.
Explain my kind of chase, ne?
Okay.
There's a chase. Oh Lord, I hate that. Ooh. I have to say this, but sometimes it does happen, so much it. There's a chase that you do when you are in a relationship.
Mm.
I enjoy that one. Than the chase.
The wrong one.
The wrong one.
Yeah.
Than the chase engenza njengamanje ngingekho ku relationship. I'm gonna tell you why. Mina, I like umuntu ongichallengeayo. I like being challenged.
So to you, Abu, you must be hating this world that we are living in, because now you have to ask for a number and then
it's too easy.
And then they give us, dog.
Yeah, that is so.
Mina, give me a challenge, dog. I mean, I'm in a store full of people and you are there, and I'm like, that lady, I'm melting it in Puma, I'm being it to number yak. I like that. Saying it to the number yak, it must be a struggle to get you with date.
True.
For me, it must be a struggle to get you with date. I cannot just say, let's go on a date. Then you say, okay.
How?
Or when? You have to, okay, when? Okay, but you have to ask a question, where, how? How will we get there? Obviously, what the mal is.
And that's a lot of questions, ne?
Yeah. And I can't just approach you. Give me that imaganane puti.
Yeah.
Don't be approachable. Don't be approachable. Give me that imaganane puti. But you also said the one where you are in a relationship, the wrong one.
The wrong one. Ilega tingi enjoy where a lady's on my challenges and all that. Inking kalamase koma.
Yeah.
I'm like, ah, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Why? The chase was nice. I'm in a relationship, Moss.
Yeah.
So
that's wild.
Mina, I do what we call ukshela for fun. Sometimes I do that.
Oh, yeah, practice.
Yeah, not to practice, but ukshela for fun.
Okay. Yeah, we all do that. Like, let's be honest.
We all do that as gents, whereby you have your girlfriend in the sharp and the grand. But you just, yeah, want to end this way, yeah. What would you say?
I'm already seeing a lot of backlash.
I know, right?
Yeah,
I know,
I'm chasing you, but now don't allow me. Let's continue the chase.
No, but also the ladies now, Bobana, Leandu, Gutsi. Umfana mayemfuna mhlambe emcrasha athi message umshela athi ah kodwa ngishililani because I wanted to bukela from afar yabo so it's the same with us, let's be honest. But also le chase that I'm currently on right now is the one le honest nje I'm currently looking for a girlfriend and it's very hard because I'm kunzima to learn someone new and all that, but yeah, hopefully.
I actually like the fact that you brought up Ugutsi, she must challenge you, right? Yeah. So my question to you would then be, how long does a pursuit last, ideally, before you go, as in, Sengi Grand?
It mustn't be too long. Let's say, 3 weeks in total. 3 weeks is a long time. It's enough time. But let me come to this question, gents.
Yeah.
When you look for a lady, let's say you are single, or both of you are single, right?
Mm.
Are you?
I am.
I mean, it's complicated.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
No, I'm joking. I'm single.
what do you look for in a relationship or in a lady when you want someone, like your ideal woman?
Yo.
Yeah, I think I'm going to allow you to start.
I don't know. It's always been, if I see you, I like you, and then I go for you. It's like, maybe I can describe this lady I was like pursuing, right? Mm. The way she walked, her skin tone, the way she carried herself, man, the way she spoke, and her personality. I don't know, man. There was something about her. So I'm always looking at those type of things. Sometimes the body as well, but I feel like if you clean...
And what kind of body is that?
You know, voluptuous. You know?
Now we have to look for our dictionaries.
If you're curvaceous, that type thing. You know, but it's not really specific.
Okay.
You know, as always, like if a hun is clean, the chance will always come through. So that's what I'm always looking for.
Yeah, that is great. But on my side, I would say... what I look for in a lady, I look for how she is, because let me tell you about me first. When the people I've pursued are people that I've became friends with, we've became friends, and then I got to know them, and I get to know this is a kind of person that I would actually date, and then I start to tell you, okay, this is how I feel. So I would say I date someone with a certain personality that I like, because I get to know you first and I see it's okay. You are my girlfriend worthy. And then I see it's okay. I could be with this person. The body.
So what do you mean? You compare them to your exes?
No, not compare them to my exes, but we all have a type. Mm. Yeah. So I'm looking at my type and saying, okay, I could date this person. That is what I'm looking for.
Mm.
And then it all works out. The body, it's fine. It must come with the package, but I'm fine with the personality only.
Yeah.
Personality only. Beauty, none?
Beauty, yeah, it must come with the package. Yeah, you do look at those things, but I'm not looking for someone now who's beautiful. Mm. Like, just be all right.
You know, Mira, I think I have a type, and I've been running away from this for quite some time. I think I have a type, just that it's very difficult, obviously, to describe my type.
Okay.
Yeah, well, because there's only one type in Nayo. And I just know, you know, there's that song, Gasbah, if I'm not mistaken, Etuvalo. For the first time, like it just, nothing happens automatically when you look at a lady and you're like, damn, yo, like nishawuvalo.
That is true love.
Yeah, that for me, that's what
no,
I go for.
Baba, je.
That's what I go for. No,
that
it's
is
only
true love. You know when you feel something inside,
yeah.
You know that it means something.
Definitely.
Because you've met so many different ladies outside,
beautiful
but
ladies,
you never
but
get
never
that feeling.
That. Do you understand?
Yeah so mm-hmm. it's understandable.
So
understandable.
Yeah, that's my type, honestly. Like when Mangs Buganja for the first time, and I'm like, nice.
I could do
love
that,
at first sight.
Love at first sight. I go for those, but even kunjalo, I still need to know your personality first. And I was okay, are we compatible?
Yes.
compatible. So are we compatible or not? So yeah, that's what I look for in a relationship.
Yeah, Mfethu. So that is what we are talking about. We're keeping the conversation rolling. I think we're going to go back to the music for now because we have something to talk about that is very interesting when we come back. But right now, let's go to Charlie Puth and Selena.
We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't laugh anymore. What was all of it for? Ooh, we don't talk anymore like we
about a chase earlier on.
Yeah.
Let's say now some tolile kumuntu manje. And the chase, you know what ladies always say? Ladies will always say ukuthi the things you did with chase, you must do the same things that masses stroll.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, we do a lot of things. Mhlawumbe abanye abangazinotice like kuma relationships. Masandakujola nje.
Yeah,
yeah, we do a lot of things. Especially in the chase we're speaking about, I think one thing that we continue with is like AMA calls, like a lot of calls. Ladies love calls. Sadly, now some don't, but they used to love AMA phone calls. Yeah. And if umjita, you are very serious, especially if your partner is very far off, you'll always call. You'll always call. And they won't notice. They will notice once you stop doing it. That is when they notice. But some don't even notice.
Yeah, so, that's actually true.
Yeah.
You know, because I've had someone say, hey, yo, I think I took like there was a gap in between the calls. And then when I called them that one time, they were like, I was a phone, man.
Like they noticed.
It clicks. It would say, oh, okay, you haven't been doing this. Indaba.
Why? What second in January? Yeah. Were you comfortable? Which I know,
I was still chasing, so it was a thing of
you were over chasing.
You go in, you know, you go in, and then it's
full speed.
We are getting clean, and then you take a break, you relax, maybe you do other things, and then you come back again.
You chase others because most probably you were chasing
once you
others.
Are taking a break, you're chasing someone else, and then you come
There's also
and
that
that's
feeling.
What you think also.
Yeah, but there's also that feeling of like, what if maybe this person I'm chasing isn't the right person for me? You know, maybe
that could happen.
Maybe the way they moving, it's sort of like it's complicated. They show you the signs, and then it's like they withdraw as well. So it's like you don't know. They're hot, they're cold. So it was that type of situation.
Happens. I think it happened to me
a
week ago where I saw someone.
It's still fresh.
Like, okay, this one, beautiful girl, amazing.
Yeah.
And then continued with the chase a little bit and then started to notice some things. And then I started to pull back and be like, hey, okay, maybe.
Exactly.
This is not the right time.
Let me just
hold
right
on
person.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But one thing that ladies don't know is, Uti, we try. It's not that we stop doing those things. Uti, Nati, it's a way of showing love. We are happy. But and then, I hate saying this because it feels like I'm bashing the ladies. But every time it feels like we're doing something for the ladies and then we are getting nothing back because you can show love and show
we
love.
Aren't.
The honeymoon stage, if we're honest, it's mostly the ladies most of the time that are happy. Whether you are along for the ride, you are along for the ride.
Yeah.
Because once she's happy, she's
you're gonna get
something.
Yeah.
Once she's happy.
Yeah.
So it takes you making her happy for you to be happy. So it goes like that.
And that's honestly draining. But
you don't notice it.
Have you ever been with honeymoon phase? Like where you like, man, I'm tanda lomdana, like ngiyathanda yonke into. Lapho yena she's like, let me take the chocolate. Please take me out on a date. Please do this for me. Yeah. And that makes you happy. Ngoba uzoba happy as you were saying.
Yeah.
But honestly, are you really happy when you are on honeymoon phase as a gent?
It's the hormones, man. They're high.
You're chasing something.
You have an objective here. Obvious, your testosterone is high, Fetsu.
And you're gonna try by all.
You're operating like
happy.
Oh, Fetsu.
Yeah, you're gonna try by all means. Even if you have to take her on like 5 dates a week,
it doesn't matter. As long as she's engaging
it.
And you guys are doing everything that she wants y'all to do.
So we are happy basically.
We are happy that they are happy.
Yeah, which
makes you happy.
Yeah.
So maybe you're also happy because this is someone that you want.
Yeah.
And hopefully this is someone that you see like a future with. You know, them actually saying, I'm allowing you into my space if you do this and this and this, and then you're able to actually do those things, you know, you feel like, oh, okay, I'm progressing here.
Yeah.
We are getting somewhere. Hey and I, we actually. And then the hormones,
they go high.
And I feel like for us, we treat like, I guess it's Yashela, and then we get the lady. I think we treat that as an accomplishment. That is all we need. Like, we have accomplished it. Now, it makes me wonder, do the ladies feel the same? Like, okay, like they feel like, oh, I have this guy, this amazing guy. Because now we're like, okay, I did the work. Now I'm getting the results. But you still have to work for it.
Still have to work.
Yeah. And then you have to make them happy so you can be happy. whatever way she can make you happy.
No, gents, we go through a lot.
Yeah, we go through a lot.
Yeah,
I think that is a crazy question. I love that question. Are we actually happy, or we are just happy that they are happy?
That's a question for all gents out there.
Yeah,
to honestly answer for themselves.
You have to digest.
We happy.
We're drunk in love, it's,
yeah,
because love that feeling blind. That feeling is nice, gents. When you are within, man, and when it's new, it's a fresh kumnandi. You that even a small thing like a text, it just takes you away. You're like, oh my goodness,
yeah,
same texting, nice.
Yeah, I think we are in love. Because you can be in love and not happy.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. You can be in love and not be happy. So I believe that's...
Ooh, that's a very strong statement.
Yeah, you can be in love and not be
happy. It sounds like it comes from a personal experience.
No, I'm just looking at a broader picture. I'm sorry, get out of topic. Let's look at GBV.
Mm.
Those people stay because they have love, but they are not happy. They are just in love, but they are not happy.
So, I think it's also fear, Mina. I don't think it's only just alone. Love. Yeah. It's like once you get to a point where it's not love, it's like desperation. It's like, hey, I'm going to get a good morning text. I won't get this and that. And then it's like, abanye they dating because the boyfriend has a place to stay. You know, so they have nowhere to go.
Mm.
And I feel like in those situations, it's no longer love. You're just clinging on because you're still getting those benefits, which is kind of sad.
Sounds like it's from a personal
experience. Yeah.
No.
It's a personal experience.
Definitely.
Yeah.
No, man. But yeah, kuma honeymoon phase, bam nandi. And do you guys share like personal stuff on that? Mausa, because now usumfundile umuntu umfunda kuphi on the chase or kwi honeymoon phase umuntu? I
think it's along like the whole process. The chase,
that's a whole process,
and the other steps that we're about to talk about. I think it happens throughout. But kwi honeymoon phase, you are at this stage where you're like, hey, I need to tell her this. No matter how small it is.
You want to share.
Yeah. Even if when I go home right now, if I had someone or outside, I was like, hey, we are doing a podcast. I'm just speaking about this and this and this and this. And then they're like, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. And then you tell them, saying, I couldn't even tell them our secrets.
Exactly.
But I'm going to go to her and be like, hey,
you're in love.
Yeah, you're in love. Yeah. So you put everything aside and then you focus on this person. You feel like you can trust them.
Yeah, Ivan.
Yeah.
So interesting.
It's excitement, and I think that's the phase that we should treasure the most, because once it fades, it's kind of hard to get back into the space where it's like, I'm still learning you, I'm still opening up the layers, I'm still figuring you out. Oh, okay, you don't like this, you don't like that, because even when we're talking, there are certain things that you're gonna reveal about yourself that maybe they might not click. We'll see, they might be red flags or green flags at that time, but as we go, it's okay, this is not out of character, this is out of character. I think it's a beautiful phase to be in. Sfonela neboma 9 hours. Slowly. There were times where we were even saying to some of the bazaar if it's call, like, yo, listen,
hit her up on Mobis. What is that? What is
Pep Club?
Yes, on Maxis, like the effort that you would go through just to talk with this person.
Yeah,
you'd buy airtime, even if I'm now, you know, because you feel like I have to talk to this person.
I want to. I have to hear your voice.
Yes.
Like, no mutenge, sabona ngipis in German, kudu bung for ne. That's nice.
Yes.
I'm done.
The deal,
the deal. Hello.
Yeah. But hey, love nowadays is difficult, gents.
Yeah,
to be honest.
You Shay.
The way you said news.
Do I share what?
Personal stuff. Like during that phase.
Yeah. I think for me, because there are things that are personal and better. Like, I have a son. Ne?
Oh yeah.
So that's the first thing.
Congratulations.
That you have to get out of
it's been
there.
5 years, but okay.
Got me.
Thank you.
Oh, face.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. But yeah, so I have a son. So I mean, I'm going to have a honeymoon phase so that you know whether you're in or out. I don't want to prolong it too. when we are now comfortable and we are living our lives. And I was like, hey, by the way, I have a son.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That could put you off yes. when you did not want someone who has a child. So as much as, yes, it's honeymoon phase, but yeah. I do share some of those personal stuff to say, would you know what? Listen, this is what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so that, yeah. So I would say, yes, I do share. I think that's the best time to share personal stuff. Not family affairs, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, but personal stuff.
I mean, the young, hey, you are talking to my loom.
Actually, sometimes it depends on family how affairs. Deep you are.
Yeah, yeah, like, hey, makelo and
masbula. You could say, if your uncle came in drunk yesterday, and then my man, you have to talk with someone about that. You have to talk with someone about that. So you will go and share, even on a call, that 5-hour call. You will share, they would say, yeah, something crazy happened. Because I love the honeymoon phase, because you can jump into like 100 conversations
on that
call, and you don't even know where you started. So it's a nice,
longest nice call you've had. We honeymoon phase. I'll go first. There was that airtime young from 12. So I once went from 12 to 5.
Whoa.
Throughout.
I night shift, apparently.
Yo.
I was in love.
That is work.
I was in love.
That's a lot of hours. That's a lot of hours.
It's kind of reminds me of the meme that was trending. Would see someone would say, hey, I'm out of battery. Like when you are on the charger, we begin to charge you. Begin to say, hey, but overall, on my side, I think it would be 3 hours, yeah. I think 3 hours.
That's very no. And you, a lot of time. A lot of hours for you.
Yeah, well, these 3 hours are divided into. I could call you in the morning and then call you also later on.
Ah, that's cheating.
Three hours.
Yes.
Per call.
Because once you know,
three hours per call.
Yes, you know this. When you're in love, Mfethu, you know this thing.
Can.
You know when you're in love, you know when you're in love, you don't even feel the call. You don't feel the time.
You don't feel it, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like doing a 3-hour show. You can feel it's okay. This is like 12, this is 11, this is like 10. But when you're in love, it always feels like it's 1 hour.
Three hours feels like time flies when you're having fun.
Yes.
Exactly means that.
Yeah, but the most important part is someone you love. Yeah. Love is the best, the important word.
No, I love that. For me, it was 2 hours, I think, and it was like in the dawn, in the morning. I was coming back from groove, and
you had to tell her about it.
I was wasted a little bit.
Okay,
and then the picture. I love this.
And then I was at home, and then she was, you know, naegubo, and then we sort of like called each other. And then we spoke. That was the first time we confessed each other's feelings for each other. And
drunk
it was like,
you were drunk in love.
The sharing of feelings.
And she thought that I was kidding from my side, because I was wasted. I told her, as in Jamanji, I'm actually a little off, but this is how I feel. Mm. And then, that's probably, one of those memorable calls. About 2 hours, I think.
Oh
yeah,
definitely. No man, I think the honeymoon phase in Jalumna and Dinjalo, and it's the best ever that you can ever be in. Let's go to this side and let's take this song. When we come back, we're continuing with this conversation. Remember, this is MET Radio, the podcast.
Balloons are deflated. Guess they look lifeless like me. We miss you on your side of the bed. Still got your things here. They stare at me like souvenir. Don't wanna let you out my head. Just like the day that I met you, the day I thought forever. Said that you love me, but that'll last forever. It's cold outside, like when you walked out my life. Why you walk out my life? Get like this every time. On break an anniversary. Do you ever think of me? No, 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 no. Ooh, nah. I'm building my hopes up like presents unopened till this day. I still see the messages you read. I'm foolishly patient. Can't get past the taste of your lips. Don't wanna let you out my head. Just like the day that I met you, the day I thought forever. Said that you love me, but that'll last forever. It's cold outside. Like when you walked out my life, why you walk out my life? I get like this every time. On these days I feel like you need me. Heartbreak anniversary.
This song reminds me of a relationship. Kuba ni relationship fe tu masi lulili manje kwe hanemis moon phase lega te school mangai.
Sure.
Now I know you. Now you're like my sister. You know when you get to that point where you're like, I'm comfortable with you to a point where I'm like I know everything about you. You know, it's good.
And I feel like you're touching a nerve every time you say
like, yay. You get to that phase, but that phase now you're even on the downside of it.
Yeah.
When now you are comfortable, now you don't feel like you need to put like an effort.
Yeah, once you start saying, I called in the morning, why should I call now?
Yeah,
but I called in the morning, why should I call again?
Yeah,
I think it's where we reach the stage where people are too comfortable with each other now. They stop doing some things that they were doing. We honeymoon phase. They start to relax and be like, oh, this person knows me. Why should I put in the effort? Maybe a lady, your lady, we're going on a date. She no longer like overdresses. She's like, let me pick up this jean, this t-shirt. And then I think we're good.
I know one on my tongue, Velo, which is, you always complain about this one, whereby you'll meet a lady.
Suddenly they change.
What's up,
man?
Comfortable.
How?
No, you're getting too comfortable.
After how long is this happening anyway?
You changing.
After 6 months, probably.
I mean, if I already know you, Mfetsu, there's no need.
No, man. You're changing something that I like about you now. You're starting to change.
You while you look
you're getting
good.
Too
but
comfortable.
I like the fact that you're saying like. Right, because now we are filtering between like and love.
you liked Inwele Zakhe, but that's what you were there for.
Yeah,
you loved.
No,
you loved her for who she is.
Exactly. You see the reason why you start stuttering.
You remember on the first of our conversation, he said he loves the personality.
Yes.
That's what he loves.
But now it's the head.
Personality, I couldn't have the personality.
Yeah.
But don't change.
I was shinchang of it too.
Which is very important.
Shinchi hairstyle.
This hairstyle is keeping this relationship together. You can never know.
It's the same, Velo, as saying now they must stay on that Snoopy while looking Snoopy for the longest of time in the relationship.
But hey, Chiscop.
Chiscop is something else, man.
Chiscop is something else. It's like, other hairstyles, great.
I mean,
forget about the hairstyle. Obviously, I'm not going to leave that person because it's in a Chiscop, but why now are you getting too comfortable? That's no. Chiscop is great. I can go on a date just wearing my flip flops, this jean. Yeah. But we're going to an expensive restaurant, but you're just like, oh, we are guys. He's used to me. It's whatever.
Yeah.
He bought me this. You start words of affirmation. People stop doing that. Wake up in the morning and be like, hey, you look beautiful this morning.
Yeah.
I love you. Those type of words, they stop doing that. They are like, are we as?
Yeah.
But there's also good sides to like being comfortable around the person that you are in a relationship with.
Okay.
You know? Pillow talks, inyana, and relax, and fetsu. There's I think there are sides that you don't get as much with honeymoon phase. Like the funny side. Maybe you're trying to show, like for example, whatever. That's what she's trying to show you. It's okay, I'm capable of this. But also this other side.
Now you're getting the real stuff.
Yeah. Not even the real stuff. It could be it's just another side to her. You see, it's like things that I can be serious. Yeah. Exactly. I could be serious, but at the same time I could be goofy with you as well. Like this might be excessive, but Avela Susange. You know?
Yeah.
That's something maybe at times.
Been to that.
Yeah, I don't want to reach that zone.
That's because you, he stopped at like. That's the problem. I think once you get to like love, there's a lot of things that you then get to explore beyond what the person is acting to be.
Yeah. I think let's reveal that stage.
Yeah, once you start saying, people and then laugh about it.
Yeah, but if they show you that thing, then it's like it's a trap.
It's a problem, ne?
Yeah. You might as well show me now. If then it's like,
probably, we don't get to that stage.
Where we get to know a person. This person snores when they sleep. Like, you get to know all of
you can know that from the first day because you cannot control that. Unfortunately. First go just honeymoon phase.
You never know.
Because they don't want to snore, ne?
Exactly.
Yeah. Some people will go through that.
Yeah.
Go through. They are now uncomfortable in a relationship because they don't want to scare you off. Like, some people won't laugh because they have like this weird laugh. So you would think that's, am I not funny? Like, no, we are someone I have this weird laugh. So I cannot laugh at his jokes because what?
Exactly.
What is that's the thing.
We've spoken about ladies, maybe we comfort zone.
Yeah.
But Tina Jens, yini enza ukuthi sibe kwi comfort zone? Yini eziyenze ngempela ukuthi no sifike kulesa stage where you're like, now I don't need to take her out. Now there's no need to buy her flowers. Sifika kanjani kuleso stage leso as Jens?
Okay. We are old here, like everyone that is going to be listening. You said something at the beginning that we have this objective. We want something. Like we want you, but also there is something that we want. And mostly, most people, it is sex. I'll just put it out there.
Most gents.
Gents. Not all of them. Not some can stay be okay, be fine.
It's an extension of the playlist.
We get to that point where like that is what we're chasing. And once you get it, what are you going for now?
What's the chase?
The chase?
That is why it's very difficult when Mekchi Taylor, because you like that was how far I could go. Now, if someone else could go that far, then there's no need for me to love you as a lady. But yeah, that was just a thought in there I have in mind. We'll talk about it when we go to my breakups and all that. But yeah, true that. I think when we know everything about a lady, there's nothing ever interesting or like what more can you offer?
There's no mystery now.
Yeah, it's so unfortunate that it's like that.
Yeah.
But let's be honest.
Yeah.
It's definitely like that.
And we'll also say like some will like what they have or what they have had. And I was like, I want to have more. So they will put in more effort. So it's okay. Let me continue this or continue getting this. So some do work hard for it. Some are there for it, so they leave after.
So unfortunate.
Some yeah. get comfortable because they are like giving you signs that they no longer want to be in this. So they are like, okay, let me act this type of way.
That's so, after obviously for
yeah,
December, so
just to lead their own yeah, service. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
No, I get that. I get that. But imagine what I'm also getting is that the as much as we might say the objective is sex, a lot of people are getting into relationships with people they don't actually like and love.
Mm.
You know, so it's like, I don't know, man. It's sad nowadays because we base relationships on internet standards. What's okay, it has to be this way, that way. But in terms of like coming back to the how do we get comfortable in the relationship, if the hun I'm dating allows me to be a kid, to be a child, because out there, if I'm here, I'm working, pressure. If I'm outside as a man, I'm doing something, there's also pressure there as well. I'm also being compared to other men, there's this and that. When I get to my hun, it needs to be a conversation of like, you know what? I want to be a kid here. I want to be treated like a human, you know? I feel like maybe that's how we get comfortable and go, okay, I can show this person the less manly side to me, you know? That's when we start tapping into like the feminine side, the funny side of ourselves.
Oh, yes, yes. You know? Because now you are comfortable.
Because you're comfortable now. You can see every other thing. Isn't that how she looks then?
It's the good comfort.
The good comfort. Yeah, it's like the good comfort.
It's those things where you allow me to be because maybe the world wants me to act a certain way.
True that, true. Eh? I think I've also experienced that. It was no more a honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
I was just comfortable, man. And it was all day. Like, I could speak to you about everything. I can share a lot. You will reciprocate the same energy.
Yeah.
It's just good. That's what makes a gent a bit comfortable to a point where they don't even think about another lady. Yes, we see ladies, they are beautiful out there.
Yeah,
we'll always see
We're not
them.
Blind.
Yeah, we're not blind. But it just make you ask yourself a question, Uguti, is it really worth it if I go outside and, you know, play around if I have this person and if I'm treated this way and get comfortable, learn and get right? Like, is it really worth it? Yeah, bro. So I give you a now when you say, when that person makes you feel ube sharp, ube grand, ube mnand, ube wena, most importantly, Uguti, ube wena. Because the thing is, when we get into this relationship, sometimes we fake ourselves as gents. I know I want her, of which that's not your reality. That's not your reality.
You know, you wing way.
Once or twice, yeah, but
yeah.
Sure. And then Masa was sad too, like, ow. Long feel when bukeza kangaka, but man, just if they don't mind that, if they allow you to be umchita futhi, I think that's the good comfort.
Yeah.
Good comfort.
True. The good comfort. Yeah, but I think I agree with you too. It's the ability to when that person will allow you to be yourself and not to be to act like you are someone else. Where you know it's okay. Hey, I'm going to a nice way. It's like going home. It's like when your woman makes you feel like your second home,
Oh, you know when you're home, then
you relax, you are sharp. I can scream, I can sing, I can do whatever.
And I'm then comfortable.
When they make you feel like that, you know, say, okay, you know, here I found the right one. I'm now comfortable with the right person. I think it's very important to be comfortable with the right person.
Hey, the way you're stressing the right person.
And how do you know that this is the right person when that person makes you feel good?
Yeah, makes you feel good about yourself. Okay. Where you always want to come back. You know when you are like here, but right now I'm thinking, as I have to, after this, I have to go somewhere.
Like I know, okay, yeah. I'm looking forward to this thing.
You know, there are moments where you are forcing yourself to not go to someone because you feel like, hey, I can't go for Isonto long, but you want to go there. That is the type of feeling I think you should have. Was you want to go there, but you're like, hey, let me preserve myself.
I'll take it back.
But yeah, that is the good comfort.
When
you go out with
the right person, hey, the question would be, are you the right person for that person?
Yeah, I think that is always the question. Everywhere.
Only time will tell.
Yeah,
time tells, man. And we're
on the same page. And then,
just after this, let's go to this song. And then we'll come back. We're going to speak about the unfortunate part, the heartbreaks. This is Every 2 Radio, the podcast.
Yeah, this is a safe space.
Yeah, some music coming in from Giveon. This one is called Heartbreak Anniversary. Ironically, we're speaking about heartbreaks right now.
Heartbreak
anniversary of heartbreaks. So
some
it's
people
like
celebrate
you
heartbreaks, ne?
Reliving your heartbreak.
You must have had like a lot of heartbreaks to have an anniversary, man.
Yeah, it's like you relive it every year. It's like, today is like the 4th of February. Now I'm remembering, I broke up with that girl.
I want, like, do you change the dates and go, on this day, so-and-so.
Actually, yeah.
That means you're going to be a toxic person.
Cause... I think Kodwa, mostly it would be ladies who would celebrate my heartbreak anniversaries because...
They're always happy to break up.
Let's be honest, they always...
Not all of them.
Most of them actually, like, cry their... sweat.
You know, but... now they hide. Cry in front of me, so I'll know. I'm not the only one who's hurting here. Both of us are hurting, so cry in front of me. Just, it's not you, it's me, but I can see it's okay. You don't want to do this.
Now like, you must cry alone, tears. Baba.
Mm.
You must carry the tears by yourself.
But that thing makes you feel like they don't care. Because in your mind, you're like,
but what if they don't care? What then?
It's true
because there's that also the you know so it's like you might as well just take the L and move but you guys actually you don't delete your when someone breaks up with you via text you don't delete the message. Me, I delete everything
because I want to, I've used this thing, like when someone came back to me and I was like, remember this? Now we were just laughing about it. And I was like, hey, remember when you sent me this was like a long paragraph of a heartbreak. And then we were laughing about it. At that time. We laughed about it. It was a joke. It was fun. But then we broke up again. But this time it was face to face. So
That was real. Because I'm seeing you now. It's not like via text. There's a possibility to meet you again.
To tell me in front of my face that I am fair to you. It's over.
Who broke up with
who? It's not even me. It's you.
Hey.
Yeah, Ibon.
Yeah, it's not even me. It's just you.
Yeah. Kubhlungu bafethu. Heartbreak is the most... I don't know. It's... Like, I don't know, if you were in love, it becomes very painful. It's about painful, Leandro, because you do not understand what he, like, when's you always ask yourself questions, what he, was I the one who be wrong, or when's did this person ever loved me? Yeah, when all those things, you ask yourself those questions, what he, like ukaleni ukubona ukuthi lento le akasayifuni.
Yeah.
And you think about the sacrifices that you've done good relationship wena, and you're like, you know, I've done this and that for this relationship. I've put in the effort.
Yeah.
When that person now kwasekufika whatever mindset or whatever whoever came into her or his life, they just gave up on our love like that.
After going through the honeymoon phase, bro, the comfortability, and then it's just ending just like that.
He's laughing. He's laughing.
You know what I'm thinking about? So it's like we are fail ufundi.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
after a lot of effort, bro.
Yeah, you might think that you have nailed this test. Hey, until you get to the exam room and it's like,
you never know.
This is not the paper.
You know, and even after a lot of fights, I'm campaigning about now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ni relationship, and you're like, after all the effort as a relationship, you are willing to just let go. Kanjalo nje. Why?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, heartbreaks are
The worst. Yeah. The worst. I went through one just
when was it? Last week.
No, it was a week ago. It was last year. That's why I'm now relaxed. I'm able to speak about it. But this was last year.
Ish.
But yeah, so I'm gonna read like the first sentence because this is the one that broke like my heart. So it's a message right here that is on my WhatsApp. Like when
you should play music over this.
You know when you see like a pop-up message and it starts like this, could see, I want you to know that I really do care about you.
Well,
that is when I knew it's okay. Nothing nice is coming after that. And my feelings for you are genuine. But I've come to realize, even though we love each other,
but
you already know. Once they start saying, I want you to know that I really care about you, or I want you to know that I love you, you know, we'll see. Okay, Ipan is coming up next. But yeah, it was like that. I want you to know that I really do care about you, and my feelings for you are genuine. But I've come to realize that even though we love each other, we are not really compatible.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was... And I was like, okay, after all of this time, you're realizing now it's okay. We are not compatible.
But... I would say I'm khulumela, ne? I'm khulumela. Ebuhlungu yona lento le because you are going through it when I, on your side. And when you are saying, after all this time, akubonanga ukuthi we are compatible. Mhlawumbe besakufunda kona ukuthi ngempela are we really compatible. Until they came to a decision ukuthi I've went through all corners of this relationship. Angimtholi lo muntu, we're not compatible.
The craziest part is it kind of takes me back to ukuthi there's the difference between love and being happy. I guess that is like the drawing line or the halfway line ukuthi maybe they are in love, but they are not happy. That is why they feel like they are not compatible. Because the message is, I do love you.
But it never says
that. And in your head, you are like, and then what is happening?
Do you know I've been in a relationship with someone where Sasi writes Yonke Into Sharp, but she would never tell me that they love me.
You? Why? Never.
Like, from time to time, but not always. And I'm not saying that I'm demanding to Tanda like all the time.
But I could understand that person. You know, when it comes to me, I can't say I love someone face to face. I struggle. I've never said it.
Not even through a text.
Through a text I do, but face to face, I love you. I cannot.
Actually, okay.
For real?
Oh, no way.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Bro.
That should have been like the first red flag, ne?
Okay,
noma ngiyakuzwa or something.
Ah, no, that's crazy.
I'll turn lo muntu.
Now you love that person. When they don't.
Yeah, that's the thing. Now when it break up, when they break up, you're then triggered by all those messages. Yes. Hey,
there were signs.
This person wakwang tanda nje, but yeah, that was a long time ago. This one. It's crazy, no? These things happen, bro. And you're like, okay, why? Sometimes you ask, why? Like, Tana, what's happening? I'm not gonna tell you. Okay, this was irresponsible. I'm not gonna tell you all the time because it won't feel special. I'm once after, let's say, 2 months, not even 2 months. 2 months, I'm dragging it. Maybe like a month, once a month. You will feel it. It will be special. Go and what you know.
That's so crazy.
Did you ever feel it?
There's a schedule for I love
you. I am not sure.
Did you ever feel it?
I'm not sure.
Since you're not sure, that means you never felt
it. Yeah, now I've been in a situation where like someone I was like, I love you. I saw what's okay. Now I'm saying it a lot. And yeah, like every day. And I was like, how are you not saying it back?
You're not saying it back.
And she was like, no, just because you are saying it doesn't mean I should say it also. And I was like, okay. Wow, and then we broke up. Yeah. And then the second time, then she was the one who is more invested, and I was like, cool.
I hate
and that. At some point, it was payback because now she would say it, and I was like, ah, thank you.
Thank you.
And then would like pass along because I'm still remembering the past that I used to do this. And I can tell us a complaining now because in my head I'm like, I have a comeback, I still have it in my head. This is how you responded to me when I said it way, way back. You said, just because you are saying it doesn't mean now I have to say it. Yeah. I have to say it because it's I want to.
We listen, we don't judge.
Yeah, we don't judge. But
it's painful. But seeing that we are reading messages.
I don't even want to read the whole message. I'm just fine with this one. The first paragraph.
You can choose and pick somewhere.
First paragraph. There are more.
Hey, gents, you are laughing. I'm not laughing. So, I took me in a lumdana. I am rethinking my decision. I can't handle the way of love, the weight of your love for me.
Is it too much?
The weight,
like the sin
is sin. Osothando lwakho for me. I wouldn't say it was too much. Obviously, I wouldn't know their point of view, but it was not too much. It was sasinika uthando. Like I could feel her love. Nay, she would reciprocate uthando lwakho, but for some reason she's like, I'm unable to handle the weight of your love for me. I was like, what do you mean? I am unable to love you the way you love me. Affection and attachment.
Yo.
This is after you've shown me that you can be attached.
That's what a relationship is supposed to be.
Huh?
That is what a relationship is supposed to be. You have to be in love. Now, if you say you can't handle the weight of my love.
I feel like it's a fair point. Maybe from her perspective, it's like, she felt like she doesn't deserve the love that you're showing her. Maybe she's never experienced it before.
But let me be the judge of that. I feel like I should be the judge of that and feel like, okay, this person is not appreciating what I'm doing. Not you coming to me and saying, I feel like you love me too much and I love you less, therefore we should break up. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but so it was that. And then it went on and on. But it was so unfortunate that it was like that.
Yeah. So unfortunate. But yeah, we go through these things. We try to move on.
So we're not unpacking that. That sounds like...
No, you know, let's not unpack it.
Bring him so many emotions.
Definitely. But heartbreaks are painful. James, as I was saying, Guti. Have you ever went through a heartbreak where you were like shattered?
Yeah, multiple times, man.
Okay.
Multiple times. The son that I you know, I professed my love to in that drunk night, you know, she then came back to me and was like, you know what?
Oh, that ended.
Yeah, I can't continue with this relationship because
you were drunk in love.
No, there was well, before the whole thing started, there was someone who was in the picture, but it was like that thing was put on ice.
You were like a side person.
Exactly. But it was like, I don't know, man. It was one of those things where you feel like we are creating something here, and then that other person was never in the picture because you guys had like squashed it and then you put it aside. Mm. Right? That was the conversation. So when that happened, that one drunk night, when I Love Yous came about, it was based off that. So it's okay. This dude is not in the picture right now, right? And then down the line, time went by like a year later. It's like, hey, I'm sorry, man.
The dude is back.
She was actually pursuing the dude to come back.
Oh,
right. Yeah. So that's how the relationship ended.
Yo,
after did you ever
confessed.
Find out to happily ever after with Waba Kona or not?
Between them,
yeah,
the pro shot the pan.
Oh,
yeah. And then she came back to me, was like, I'm still like
available.
No, not available, but she's still like, she wants to take a break. She wants us to be friends because she still has
friends all
the way. And I was like, ah, man, peace out.
I know, peace out indeed.
Yeah, it was like, no, that's... but that was heartbreaking, man.
Ah, man,
that was heartbreaking.
Painful.
There's no breakup that is not painful.
Yeah. But yours sound more romantic. You know, it's like a script of a romantic movie or something.
It was really thought through. This person like sat down, it's like 3-4 paragraphs. Whoa. So you can't write like 4 paragraphs without
that's a lot of paragraphs, man.
Thinking. But I think we should do something. I mean, now I think we should delete like these messages.
I think you should, you like every time you break up with someone, you should always delete.
Hey,
I don't know if that's
does that
crazy.
Help, though?
You move.
It's not like I haven't moved on.
Have why you? Okay, let's say you find
well,
somebody
I'm still
else.
Going through the ish, Jenna mind.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I'm moving on.
Oh, you're still moving on. You're still healing.
Yeah, it's still still a process.
But still,
still
man,
in progress.
What then do you do? Do you go back or do you use the text as like a gauge to go, okay, when I look at these now and I read them, I no longer feel the same way I felt maybe a week ago.
Oh, yes. I think so. Actually, that's a good point. I think so. I feel like when I first saw these messages, I was crushed. I was...
Yeah, it's not now, the same now. Because now I can read it out loud.
You can laugh at it.
A few months ago, I wouldn't read this. It would just stuck on my neck. You can't read this out loud. You're
you
like,
know what?
It's not you, it's me.
Yeah.
No,
because you gents have like my contact on my WhatsApp. If you see me saying an Ayolea black
profile picture,
that's when you know good have healed. I think that's how.
Yeah, and right now you're mourning.
Hey, Uzilanga profile picture. That's crazy.
I'm not mourning per se. It's just how I feel every day. My heart is just.
You crushed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
unfortunately, and I'm like that. And if you go to a profile, like the meaning of profile on Google, it will tell you what indlelozizwa ngayo or status indlelozizwa ngayo ngaleso sikhathi.
Yeah,
and that's how I feel right now. Yeah, well, I think
you're in a dark place.
Yeah, I'm not in a good space. Okay, let's wrap it up. Currently I'm not, because you would know, Mvelo, the relationship that I was in, it was
Serious.
It was a very serious relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
which is why I'm in shock, because I felt like it was reciprocal, because you guys were like
best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
inseparable.
Yeah. We would like walk from the back, Sinontogos, and see like these two people walking like in front of us, and they're going shopping, they are going to do all those things, and you're like, hey, I want that.
We did a lot of things. That's why I believe in love, because I've experienced love not through her, even with my previous relationship before her as well. I've experienced love. So that is why I will go into a relationship because I've been in love and I still believe in love. Speaking about love, as we are wrapping it up, gents, what is your take on love currently on our lifetime? Is it still a real thing?
Yeah.
Is it there, or love alone is not enough? Some would say that, which love alone is not enough. May it be something. Your perspective of love nowadays.
Man, I think right now, if people were to get off social media, they'll realize that it hasn't changed as much. You know, people are still, I believe that love is still the most beautiful thing, you know, to exist. And I feel like there are a lot of relationships that where love is being shown. And if we keeping it off people's eyes and stuff, people actually are showing like true love to each other. It's just that
not for the gram.
Yeah, it's not for the gram. It's none of that. It's just, I love you, you love me. Here's some gifts, here's this.
And it's our thing.
It's our little thing. And if the family knows, the family knows. We're keeping it close. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like those type of things still exist.
Yeah, true. I know I'm still in like a bitter sour in a bitter sour relationship with love at the moment, but I believe that it is there. I believe like I was in love until that point reached. So I do believe in it. I haven't been like in a rebound as of yet, and like I'm playing people now.
Yeah.
I'm just playing the field. I haven't been in that space. I've taken time to look at myself, and I took time also to like revisit the relationship and see what, okay, as much as now it's ending, there was love at some point.
Yeah.
So I believe it does exist. The bigger problem is in trying to maintain it.
Yeah, it's love alone, they would say it's not enough.
Yeah.
Maintaining the relationship, Because a relationship is like a house. If I look at it, it's like a house. It's like a car. You need to fuel it.
For sure.
Yeah. Somehow. Both of you, very important.
Yeah. Yeah. Both of you.
Both of you need to fuel the relationship. You can't have a steering wheel. You can't drive a car without a steering wheel.
Yeah.
And even if you have a steering wheel, you can't drive a car without wheels. Mm. The lady could be wheels and you are the steering wheels.
Yeah.
You are the steering wheel.
You need each other
basically. And if you mkhube kumntana abantu. No. No mkhuhle emgwaqweni. No.
Saka ngitshelwe
no
amasono.
No. I'm saying is in any relationship, the fact that it's called a relationship, it means we are working together. It's a relationship. We're forming something. Two separate people coming together. And that's a relationship. You try by all means to make it work. So yes, it's that, the relationship, but also there are some of the things that fuel the relationship. The petrol your relationship. It could be those little things, dates, nights, those
presents.
Presents here and there.
Vacations.
Vacations. So that you're not comfortable as a gent. They're not comfortable as a lady to see ugut how abanya bantu benza kanje on social media. Yeah, bo.
It's also happening to me. Like he also does this.
Oh, yeah, kwenza nakumina. Ngendlela yakhe, yabo. So and futhi in relationship we see it's nalento kuyiqhathanisa, as you were saying, ukuthi we see things on social media. Or abanye bethengela amabhanoyi and think that now uzothengela ibhanoyi, which that's unrealistic because you know what asifanani empilweni. So if you are happy with what you have and ngempela you stick to what you have, and mina I live in the moment. Yes, mina I would go for a lot of dates. Maybe I've posted like 2 or 3, but I would go to a lot of dates. I would go in to a marketplace. We'll go play games. I would not post that because I live in the moment. So yes, I still believe in love and I still wish to be in love.
Yeah, we will be.
Definitely.
Hopefully this year is very long.
Yeah.
It's still in
February. Even next year as well. Even the year after.
Yeah.
You know?
It's still a long journey.
It can happen at any time.
And
we are
very young. But
Yeah.
It could be. Could see it was going to end eventually. It's just that it's ended now and we feel like it's unfair. Maybe it was going to end eventually.
Yeah.
On my side, maybe also on your side. But right now it's feeling like you are being punished.
It was coming.
It's painful. It's painful when it happens. But sometimes you know, I doubt it would last forever. But when it really happens, you're like, okay.
I was right.
Well, I think let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up before we cry.
Yeah, because now you guys are tapping into other emotions.
We are talking about that most difficult stage, the heartbreak.
Hey,
the heartbreak. We went through the chase, the honeymoon, the comfort zone. But this one is the most difficult one.
And pro this conversation, we are expecting those gifts. And I think we're going to go around campus to gift just one lady. I will gift one lady. You will gift one lady.
It's our challenge on Friday.
10-day challenge. We are gifting someone.
Wait, for 10 days?
Not for 10 days. On the 13th.
On the 13th of...
So that means you left with like 10 days.
Yes. To figure out what you're going to buy for the lady and who the lady is.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, I just want to find the lady.
Yeah, we have to film and for social media.
Yeah, now we have put it out there. Yeah, so people have to see that we actually did all these things.
But no, thank you so much for joining us on ME2 Radio, the podcast. Do catch the next episode. It's going to be uploaded soon, Lena. And then the next episode will be coming soon, probably, with... ME2 Radio presenters,
there's a lot of us.
ME2 staff. You can expect anyone. It might be me next time. It might be Vera. It might be anyone else. It might be Kawe, or it might be Nomfundo, whoever. But thank you so much once again. Speaking of Nomfundo, shout out to her. She was the producer of this beautiful, beautiful episode.
Yeah.
ME2 Radio.
Yeah, she just said
the podcast.
Just go out there, talk about love.
Yeah.
We're not gonna involve any ladies. Just go out there, gents, talk about love.
Definitely.
That is what we did.
All love for Valentine's, but let's be honest. This is ME2 Radio, the podcast.